This show is not a substitute for professional counseling, and no relationship is created between the show hosts or guests and any listener. If you feel you are in need of professional mental health and are a UA student, we encourage you to contact the UA Counseling Center at 348-3863. If you are not a UA student, please contact your respective county's crisis service hotline or their local mental health agency or insurance company. If it is an emergency situation, please call 911 or go to your nearest emergency room.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Bama Balance, real stories about college men's mental health. I'm Johnny Foster.
I'm Dr. Tody Perez.
And I'm Nick Smith.
We're really excited today. It's a lot of firsts for today. We are not in our typical location in Dr. Perez's office, but we're actually kind of where we all got to know each other as friends and as, you know, co-workers, I guess, co-hosts as well. Yeah. But no, we're really excited. Another first, we have our first guest of the Bama Balance, kind of a huge deal for us. We have Luke Dill, who's a part of the graduate school here at University of Alabama, kind of going to talk about his experiences in undergrad and in grad school. As we all know Luke, we've known Luke throughout our undergraduate experiences, and obviously Dr. Perez throughout your time here. So we're really excited. There's a lot of firsts going on.
Yeah, our first kind of remote podcast, too, where we kind of take our voice to wherever we can. So it's a great start for us. And, you know, realizing that this is our fifth episode, we've got the format and the logistics pretty well set. But we find ourselves here today in the comforts of the SGA office, which is pretty cushy, I guess. But it's kind of neat. I know that during my time here, spending some of the time here in the SGA office, but also attending Senate during the weeks has been a really nice way for me, not only to connect with SGA, but students as well. So it's a lot of fun.
That was how I got to know you. I remember you would come to the Senate meetings. I'm like, who's that guy in the back?
Right. Who is that
and then
guy?
You stepped in for the, you know, the interim advisor role whenever I was part of the executive council.
That's right.
So that's how we really got to know each other. And it's been, you know, smooth sailing ever since.
Yeah, no, that's right. And I know that so Johnny and I have really kind of extended that our relationship to this year. When Nick approached, well, I guess when Nick and I talked about this idea of the podcast, it was the same time when Johnny and I were working with a couple of fraternities on a revision of the GRIT program. And, you know, maybe that's something we talk about later episodes.
Right.
But Johnny was really instrumental in helping coordinate that and be a part of that. And as Nick and I were talking, I thought to myself, well, it'd be great if we had another co-host. and Johnny's name came to mind. And I can't remember, how did I approach you with that?
You were so cryptic with how you approached it. I think it was like for 2 weeks you were like, I have a surprise for you, but I cannot tell you anything about it. And I'm like, Dr. Perez, what are you talking about? Like, the podcast was the furthest thing away from what I expected you to say.
Is that right?
We get on a Zoom meeting, and I thought it was just going to be me and you, and then Nick pops up. And
what is going on here?
I remember.
That's right.
I'm going to drop the bombshell.
That's right.
you tell me what it was.
Right.
And I was like, I don't know. I didn't know what to expect. So I was thinking of like all these different things that could have happened. But like I said, a podcast was not kind of in my wheelhouse of what I was expecting.
What are some of the things you were expecting?
God, the way that you hyped it up so much, like, none of my expectations would meet the way that you're hyping it up.
Oh my God.
but now that I really wasn't confident in myself to do a podcast. I didn't think anybody would want to listen to it, especially. But no, I think now that we've kind of gotten to the groove of things and we've got a structured schedule out and we're having guests now, it's going to be great. And we're excited to interview our first guest today, Luke, in our first segment of the Bama Balance. This has been the Bama Balance, real stories about college men's mental health.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
This show is not a substitute for professional counseling, and no relationship is created between the show hosts or guests and any listener. If you feel you are in need of professional mental health and are a UA student, we encourage you to contact the UA Counseling Center at 348-3863. If you are not a UA student, please contact your respective county's crisis service hotline or their local mental health agency or insurance company. If it is an emergency situation, please call 911 or go to your nearest emergency room.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Bama Balance, real stories about college men's mental health. I wanted to take the opportunity to introduce our guest, Luke Dill. As Johnny mentioned, he is a MBA student at the university. So I'm going to pass it off to him to get to know a little bit more about him.
Yeah. Hey guys. Hey, glad
Luke,
to be
good
here.
Morning. Yeah.
Yeah. Glad to be here.
Tell us a little bit about kind of where you are, where you're from, what you're studying in grad school these days.
Yeah, of course. So, yeah, my name is Luke. I'm originally from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I came here on a college visit because I heard about the scholarships here. My parents are both, you know, huge LSU fans, both went to LSU, met at LSU, and have taken us to every game during our childhood. So it looked like I still remember their faces whenever I told them I wanted to come tour Alabama. They were so disappointed. But as soon as I stepped on campus, they were like, okay, we kind of get it now. So that's kind of how I ended up here, is just because of the scholarship opportunities. And yeah, I haven't looked back. I've, you know, loved undergrad here. I did engineering and kind of struggled through that for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. And then being in the MBA program this year, which is a one-year MBA program, has been a huge relief because it's just a lot easier, frankly, than engineering. And so that's been super nice. And it's also cool to kind of like diversify skill sets and kind of move from something a lot more technical to something a lot more conceptual. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at now, kind of just doing school. My, you know, time here is a lot more free as a grad student because there's so many, you know, activities and social stuff and just everything that comes with being an undergrad, that is less, you know, common as a grad student, but there's, you know, great parts about both. So I've enjoyed it.
What have you enjoyed about your undergraduate years here? Because this is your fifth year here, right, mm-hmm. Luke? So what have you enjoyed as an undergraduate and now being a graduate student?
Yeah. So undergrad was great from the start. Even though it was COVID, I was, you know, fall of 2020 was whenever I started here. So it was hard to meet people somewhere I didn't know anyone. But other than that, once I kind of got over that hump, you know, I really was having just the best time. Like undergrad comes with a ton of meeting new people, a ton of, you know, experiences that you've never had before, a ton of crazy schedules that you've, you know, not been used to since you're in high school. And so I feel like undergrad was just hectic, but in the best way. Like every single year is just like completely different,
right,
but in a different kind of cool new way.
Right. Yeah.
Whereas grad school is a lot more consistent. It's almost like working a 9-to-5, especially being a grad assistant like I am. Mm-hmm. Whenever I'm not in class, I'm in the office here. And so that structures my day pretty much like a 9-to-5, which is, you know, there's obviously some drawbacks to that that a lot of people talk about, but honestly, it's kind of a relief almost. Like it's, you know, I know my schedule. I wake up and get to a certain place by a certain time. And then once I'm off at 5 or 6, I'm off for the day, which I feel like that's not how it was during undergrad.
Mm-hmm. So more of a routine kind of thing for you.
Yes. Yeah.
You kind of talked about being a part of that, COVID classes, as I'll mention it, and some of the things that were challenging there, meeting new people, making connections, finding your place. How did you end up finding your place as an undergraduate here, and how have you found your place as a graduate student?
Yeah, good question. I came in as a COVID freshman, and I only knew. Well, that's not true. I knew a couple people coming in, probably like 3 to 5 people from my high school came here, and I knew them, but I didn't know them that well. They were just like kind of like comfort people that if I needed someone, I could go to them, but they weren't like necessarily my closest friends in high school. Right. So starting out, that's, you know, who I hung out with in the first couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And then from that point on, I pledged a fraternity and really just threw myself into that. So one thing that I found about like being a college freshman somewhere that you don't know people is that I had to make a very conscious effort to like make friends. Like mm-hmm. it wasn't necessarily like an easy process or it just comes naturally to you. Like I can definitely see how someone that didn't make an active effort to like make friends in a new place wouldn't have friends like that. Right. It's, you know, I could definitely see that, but being cognizant of that is super important. And so like I would do things that I wasn't normally comfortable with. Like I was inviting myself places and being very conscious of like making sure I, you know, was in the position to meet new people, which, yeah, it's exhausting. It's kind of, you know, exhausting for, you know, a couple months. But then once you have made those friends, it's such a relief. And then, you know, you're in a new place and you have all these new friends and it's great. So, yeah, that's like advice that I would give people, whether it's COVID or not. I mean, COVID didn't really affect us that much because I still was just as determined to like make myself comfortable here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And Luke's definitely a testament to putting himself in different environments. Just kind of like how all the rest of us met. Most of us met Luke through SGA. He served as a senator and then a VP and then the FYC director. But without, I guess, that type of things that you can kind of throw yourself into in graduate school, I'm sure there's some capacity where you can. Like, how do you feel that transition has been of, you know, meeting new people as you've like gone into this separate phase of life?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I've been really lucky and blessed that in grad school, I do still have a ton of friends from undergrad. So I haven't had to necessarily reset. Now, looking forward to next year, I'm moving to a whole new city and starting a job in New York next year. Don't know almost anyone. I know one guy. So that's kind of like a similar experience where it's kind of daunting, similar to moving to Alabama. Uh-huh. So while I haven't had to do that in grad school, I'm definitely kind of like gearing up mentally for that. I've gotten to the point at Alabama where like I'm super comfortable. I'm super comfortable with my friends, the place I like to go, the place I like to eat. Mm-hmm. Like I'm just super comfortable. And so I'm kind of mentally preparing for the discomfort there. But you know, if I did it once, I can do it again. And I'm not too worried about it, honestly. But yeah, like you mentioned, SGA was a really good starting point for me. In college, I didn't like have any huge aspirations coming in to college. I just was on student council in high school and did a couple other things in high school. And so whenever I saw a student council type thing pop up, I was like, yeah, I'll apply to that. And then from that point on, once I got like the first little, you know, break into SGA, I kind of just continued on with it. It wasn't like necessarily like a calculated thing, but it kind of just like progressed naturally. And yeah, that was also another great way to like make friends in college and find connection. So whenever I, you know, move next year and I'm kind of seeking like a different, you know, experience, but kind of the same with finding friends and stuff like that. I know there's not going to be student council or student government in real life, but like finding just organizations and things to throw myself into is something I'm going to focus on.
In terms of as a grad student now, Luke, what do you find are some of the challenges for you now in terms of being a graduate student and maybe how those challenges impact mental health?
Yeah, definitely. I think I'm going to be honest, I feel very blessed because I feel like it hasn't been as challenging as I thought it was going to be this past year. And I attribute a lot of that to the friends that I do have here. My girlfriend's still here and my, you know, close friends are mostly still in town. So that has minimized the challenges that I've faced. That being said, I don't think that's a pretty common experience. I think most people have most of their friends move away after 4 years. Mm-hmm. And that's, I've seen that firsthand be pretty challenging for people. And so I think that that's kind of the main challenge that people that I know face is that you have spent 4 years somewhere, you're comfortable, you've, you know, you know, gained a network, gained experiences, and gained memories. And then all of a sudden, it's kind of a quick stop. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember after graduation, we all went out that night as like the last night of college. Right. And, you know, you stay up till sunrise and you're just hanging out with all these people that you've, you know, met all throughout your 4 years there. And then you pack up and drive home the next day. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
And that's it.
Yeah. So it's weird because after that night, there's still people that I haven't seen. And I probably maybe we'll never see again, which is like a weird thing whenever you like are going out to bars or going out and, you know, doing things or seeing people in SGA. Yeah. And you've just seen them passively for 4 years. You haven't really gotten that close to them. You see them passively and it's like, okay, well, bye forever. See, like, yeah, I don't know. So that's definitely like a weird part. Sure. For like mental health aspects. Yeah. You're talking, yeah, about is like, yeah, that kind of weird.
How do those connections, the depth of those connections, and how do they stay the same?
Yes.
Among your group of grad students, what have you noticed in terms of some of the challenges that they've faced and the things that come up for them?
I think it's the main challenges that people facing the first year of grad school is just the differences of where people are. For our entire lives, it's been the same. Like, we're all, okay, mm-hmm, we're freshmen in college now. Okay, now we're all sophomores. Now we're all juniors. But as soon as you graduate, like, some people are going to law school. Some people are in grad school. Some people are making $150,000 a year as an investment banker. And some people are getting engaged. Like, it's like everyone just starts to, like, it's like a firework. And everyone is, like, all over doing different things and in different phases of life all of a sudden. And there's some people that, you know, on the getting engaged topic, there's some people that are like doing that, and then there's people that still haven't had their first girlfriend or boyfriend yet. So like, mm-hmm, it's just different. And whenever you graduate, it kind of like illuminates those differences. Yeah, for sure.
Thanks, Luke. We're gonna unpack some of that in segment two. This is the Bama Balance, real stories about college men's mental health.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
This show is not a substitute for professional counseling, and no relationship is created between the show hosts or guests and any listener. If you feel you are in need of professional mental health and are a UA student, we encourage you to contact the UA Counseling Center at 348-3863. If you are not a UA student, please contact your respective county's crisis service hotline or their local mental health agency or insurance company. If it is an emergency situation, please call 911 or go to your nearest emergency room.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Bama Balance, and I want to welcome back Luke as our special guest today. Luke, I really liked what you said in our last segment about finding your place as an undergrad and a graduate student. Some of the things that really helped you as an undergraduate student, being intentional about making communities, intentional about making friends, and wondering if you could talk a little bit about how you've coped or how you've seen other grad students cope in terms of finding their community as a grad student. Because like you said, as a grad student, you notice that life happens around you. And so how do other grad students that you know, how have they coped about around that issues?
Yeah, definitely. I think that, kind of like I mentioned earlier, whenever you move from being an undergrad student to a grad student, or even just undergrad student to an adult, you have a lot more time for yourself, and you can decide how you spend that time. There's definitely people that fill that void of time with just as much partying and just as much socializing and just as much, you know, drinking or doing whatever they want as they did during undergrad. So there's definitely an ability to do that. You don't have to just, you know, hang up the boots and, you know, become a grad student and never go out again. Like, right, that's not how that, you know, really works if you don't want it to. But you do have a lot more freedom. You're not being necessarily not told, because it's not like fraternities or social organizations like tell you what to do. We don't have as many exterior pressures necessarily being planned around you all the time. Right. But you can kind of choose how you spend that time. So you mentioned like, or you asked like, how do people fill that time or fill that, you know, void? I think, yeah, some people definitely go out just as much as they did in undergrad, or, you know, socialize as much as they did during undergrad. And then I would say that, you know, a lot of other people, you know, throw themselves into like fitness or a certain new hobby. Like, I have a really good friend who went to Ole Miss and he's now in Dallas. And the way he met friends in Dallas was a run club. He had never run before, like, in his life. Like, he's not like a super like big fit guy or runner, but he just, now he's like been living there for like 7 months and he just ran his first marathon and ran at like a 7 minute pace. And like, like, he's a beast. Like, he like, I'll wake up on Sunday morning, like, a little bit hungover. I don't know if I'm allowed to say it on this podcast, but I'll wake up on a Sunday morning, like, not feeling too good sometimes. And he'll have like posted his Strava and it's like 22 miles at a like 7:30 pace. And I'm like, oh my God. So I would say that, I mean, people throw themselves into like fitness a lot, I think, after college. And then also like some people throw themselves into family. So I think like what's best is just to not like throw yourself into, like, whenever you have that void of time, just like be prepared for it and don't throw yourself into something bad for you, because there's definitely people that like will, you know, do drugs and like, you know, throw themselves into alcohol even more than they did during college, and that's just not productive, obviously.
So not really losing yourself in that void, because graduate school is a whole different experience. You've got more freedom in some way, more time that's available to you, but needing to be then more intentional about how you spend that time, how you kind of craft your life as a grad student, and doing the work of adulting, kind of thing. I know that Johnny and Nick, they're looking at grad schools next year. I don't know how you guys.
This is kind of like a personal therapy session. Like, we're we can get out all of our anxieties as Nick and I are going to our respective grad schools in some regard. But I mean, so I guess the beautiful thing about this podcast is we are seniors. I mean, Nick and I are. And so we've kind of spoke about this in previous episodes that we don't have anybody to impress anymore. We don't have to, you know, be on somebody's tail and make sure that we're doing everything right anymore. We can kind of talk about the ins and outs and the difficult times of being an undergraduate student. And we can also talk about like our anxieties for the future. I guess we were talking about this in the break, but my anxieties about going into graduate school later is what you were talking about earlier, that array of what your peers are doing now. I think for me, it's kind of going to be a little scary to go into a graduate school. Like, when you're saying other people are going out and getting real jobs, it's kind of like, am I doing the right thing here? I think whenever I was contemplating going to grad school, that was something that was running through my head continuously. Like, is this going to be worth it? Are all these questions running through my head? I guess with this being a sort of self-help podcast, mental health podcast, how did you deal with those anxieties and different questions running through your head? And how are you, you know, staying confident in the way that you decided to go to do further schooling?
Definitely. I mean, like you said, whenever you do graduate and everyone's doing different things, you're constantly looking over your shoulder and wondering if what you're doing is the right thing. But I think that it's good to just focus on the positives and like just laying out the pros and cons of things, frankly. Like, I know, for example, like one of my best friends, he is working full time now, and he has access to, you know, a full salary and kind of perks that I don't have access to. I'm still, you know, have my scholarship and I'm working a couple jobs and, you know, ask some parents for money here and there. Like, I'm still very much not, you know, doing what he's doing. And he is a lot more stable and, you know, salaried and things like that. I don't know if that makes sense, but he has all that going for him. But then also he texts me all the time. He's like, gosh, I wish I could just, you know, sleep in on a Wednesday morning, or I wish I could just, you know, come out with y'all on a Tuesday night, or see all my friends at this different point. So there's just pros and cons to everything. I think what's like kept me centered and kept me grounded is that like everyone has things that they don't like about their life, and everyone has things that they really love about their life. And so it's not really like a game of like who is doing better, because everyone like has things that are going right for them, and everyone has things that they're upset about. So I think that's very much helped me. But at the same time, like recognizing that can make you like appreciate where you're at right now, because you're like, gosh, I'm so happy where I'm at right now, because next year I'm not going to be able to, you know, have as much freedom as I do now. And I'm not going to be able to travel as much as I do now and do certain things. But then I also am thinking, gosh, next year is going to be great, because I'm going to have a paycheck every 2 weeks. Like, that's just going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And so, like, I think just focusing on the positives is what I do. Like, I don't really get bogged down in the negatives, because like right now I have so much freedom and that's awesome, and next year I'm gonna have hopefully like so much money and I'll be like, this is sick. So like I feel like hopefully things just kind of balance out. And also just like accepting, like I feel like people like you just have to accept it. Like, that's just how life works. Like, that's just how life moves on, and there's so much to be excited about, so there's really like not much of a point of just like being upset about it.
Yeah, I think it's great to not fall into the trap of thinking everybody else has got it right and you don't. I think that's something that I struggle with, and I think most human beings do, especially UA students, fall under that trap. You're only seeing the highlights of everybody's days. You don't see kind of the negative points. So I think that's a really good point to understand, that there are points in people's lives that they don't like everything about it.
Yeah.
That's really poignant. I really like that.
Earlier, you were kind of talking about the transition from undergrad to graduate school and like getting a lot more freedom. And to me, like, that sounds a lot like transitioning from high school to undergrad. And I think that, A, that's really applicable for everybody who's listening. So, and even if you're not interested in graduate school, like, I think there are important things that Luke's saying here that could help all of us. But to me, I was curious, like, in times of transition, it feels like an opportunity to recenter yourself, and like, if you don't like how you're living your life, like, to reinvent yourself. How do you feel that like you or your peers have like successfully navigated what they want to do, or like what they want to be in graduate school in that time of transition?
Yeah, I think the key word that comes to mind based on that question is just balance. I think that like everyone, whenever you're kind of still figuring things out as a young person, like you're trying to just find some sense of balance, whether that's like balance between like friendships, social life, like academics, professional life, and then like emotional, family, spiritual life. Like, I feel like part of your like younger years, even in high school and moving on into college, is like trying to find that balance. I mean, I feel like coming out of college, I'm like much more equipped and mature and have experience enough to be able to know what's important to me. And so I think that, like, based on your question of like what you should like try to find whenever you're leaving, for me, it's just balance. Like, I think that one thing that I loved college and I had so much fun and I met so many great people, but I think that it will be great moving forward for me to strive towards like a more balanced life where, my fitness is all in check, my family life and relationships are all in check, my social life is in check. I'm making sure that like every single one of my buckets is full rather than like overflowing certain buckets. I don't know if that makes sense.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That sense of balance is really something that's resonated, I think, throughout our conversation today.
And, some would say the Bama balance.
The Bama balance. Johnny with the title right there. The Bama balance. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I think a large part of what we try to do is to instill that kind of mindset and everyone, and I appreciate you coming in with that such a positive mindset, and something that sets your experience out there to others, and and experiences that'll hopefully help others. I'm sure that it will. I know that there's a lot more we can talk about, and maybe we can touch on a little of those things when we get back here. But this is the Bama Balance, and we'll be right back.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
This show is not a substitute for professional counseling, and no relationship is created between the show hosts or guests and any listener. If you feel you are in need of professional mental health and are a UA student, we encourage you to contact the UA Counseling Center at 348-3863. If you are not a UA student, please contact your respective county's crisis service hotline or their local mental health agency or insurance company. If it is an emergency situation, please call 911 or go to your nearest emergency room.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Bama Balance. And as we wrap up this episode, we're going to go back on things that we might have said during the episode and kind of just pick Luke's brain about maybe the high points and low points of grad school in comparison to undergrad, and things he wants to leave you, the listener, with as we end this episode. So, Luke, I'll just hand it off to you as you can kind of give your final remarks.
Yeah, I think that one thing I heard and my friends and I were talking about recently is that you often hear the phrase, college is going to be the best 4 years of your life. While I understand the sentiment and that can be fun to say, I don't agree with that very much because I think that it just kind of gets better and life just keeps getting better. So I heard, you know, the reason I bring that up is because actually like this past week when we were talking about it, we were debating whether that's true or not. And while I think you can like enjoy college, enjoy all that that has to offer you, I think that you should just like allow life to just keep getting better and like live life with like just as much like excitement and like zeal and like, I guess excitement is just the best word as whenever you're like in undergrad. And also you can keep doing that by like making just as much of an effort with your friends, like past and future, just as much an effort with your family and just like, keep doing things that will excite you, whether that's like plan trips or start training for your first marathon or like get involved in a church community or, you know, there's like just a variety of different things that you can do where it does get better. And so I think that's one thing that, you know, I definitely wanted to point out. And also, like, I think we talked about it throughout the episode, but like, I think that just crafting logical solutions for emotional problems is how I live my life. Like if I move to college and I'm upset because I don't know anyone, well, am I going to like sit in my room and continue to not know anyone? Or am I going to think about how I can make friends?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like next year, or if y'all go to grad school and y'all don't know anyone, like, are y'all going to like sit in your room and like be like, gosh, law school sucks and I have no friends. This is awesome. like, or am I going to like go find a new study group and things like that? So like, I'm a big fan of like not wallowing and not like wondering what happened to you. And I know that there's like things that happen to people that, you know, are unfortunate, but like trying to like take control of your own life and like really like finding like, you know, good solutions to emotional problems. Mm-hmm. That wasn't three main points. That was kind of just like an amalgamation of things that I talked about.
Great.
Yeah. But I don't, yeah, that's kind of what came to mind whenever y'all, you know, have me wrap things up a little bit.
Totally. Yeah. I don't think we were even asking for three. I think those are perfect. I think it's really easy to kind of sit and want to feel bad for yourself. That I definitely feel that sometimes.
Yeah, all the time.
Where I would, where I'm kind of like seeking attention. But no, I think it's great. I think it's great to maintain, you know, the balance that we were talking about earlier, managing expectations on what the future looks like. And like you said, hopefully this isn't the best 4 years of our lives. Hopefully it continues to get better. And I'm kind of on that same train where that train of thought where it's actually going to continue to get better exponentially. So I'm excited for that. And I'm not going to lie, a little nervous for grad school. So,
nervousness is okay.
It's been good to flesh that out, though. Like we were saying earlier, we don't have anything to lose anymore, so we can talk about our anxieties.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the beauty of this. But no, we really appreciated you today. Do you guys have any last final remarks?
Yeah, I just want to thank you, you know, coming on here and talking about some serious things and giving your best advice to I think is super helpful. And, you know, our whole message is to keep expanding the circle of people that are comfortable to talk about this stuff. Mm-hmm. And you've been a testament to that today. So we really appreciate you.
Yeah, you've been great. Look, I really appreciate what you said in terms of being in control of your own destiny, of your own life, and you have that ability to be intentional and to make changes where needed. And so I've really appreciated you coming in, joining us as part of this. How's it been for you?
It's been great. Yeah. I honestly, this morning, I was like, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. Like, I was like, I don't think that I have life figured out so much that I can like offer some wise advice. But once I started asking questions, I felt, you know, somewhat equipped to, you know,
well, that's kind of our narrative as well. we make plenty of disclaimers that we haven't figured out. But
Yeah,
but that's what's fun about it is we're kind of figuring this out as we go. And obviously, you kind of get the behind the scenes on that. So it's cool though. But no, we're excited to have you as our first guest, and we think it went, you know, absolutely amazing. Fantastic. So we really appreciate your participation throughout the day. And with that, it's been the Bama Balance with our first guest, Luke Dill. Again, the Bama Balance, real stories about college men's mental health. We'll see you in the next one.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
This show is not intended as a substitute for professional counseling. Further, the views, opinions, and conclusions expressed by the show hosts or their guests are their own and not necessarily those of the University of Alabama, its officers, or trustees. Any views, opinions, or conclusions shared on the show do not create a relationship between the host or any guest and any listener, and such a relationship should never be inferred. If you feel you're in need of professional mental health and are a UA student, please contact the UA Counseling Center at 348-3863. If you are not a UA student, please contact your respective county's crisis service hotline or their local mental health agency or insurance company. If it is an emergency situation, please call 911 or go to your nearest emergency room.